Welcome to another episode of Styling Matters with your host Lizzie Richardson. I'm so excited to be back to share some more styling tips with you. Coming up on today's show, I've got 5 styling tips to elevate your winter style. I'll also be sharing some items that I've purchased just recently. I'm also getting curious in 2024 with my own wellness journey, and I launched it last week and I want to share one of the first treatments I've tried. Not forgetting that the show will end with an affirmation of the week. But before then, let me give you a little update on my own life. So one of the things I wanted to share with you lovely ladies this week is, if you follow me on Instagram, you're probably thinking, where are all the mirror selfies? Which I normally do to show off what I wear, my outfits of the day. Well, if you hadn't caught any of the updates, my office is out of action. It's currently being restyled, remodeled, repainted. It means that I actually don't have access to my mirror, which you're thinking, well, Lizzie, I bet you've got plenty of other mirrors in the house. And yes, I do, but nothing that gives me great lighting to be able to take any good quality photos to actually share the outfits. I've had a go, they've not been great. And so I think my reality is, for the next few weeks, you're not really going to get that from me. But coming back to my actual office, I'm really excited about the kind of new look that I'm going to be giving my office. I've already decided to scrap the wallpaper. So I bought some wallpaper about 6 months ago after going to Bicester Village, the apartment. I saw a design there and I thought that would be great for my new office. And I managed to find something very similar on one of the high street DIY shops. And I purchased 3 rolls. Anyway, if I'd probably decorated in the moment, yeah, I probably would have gone with it. But 6 months on, I've kind of rehung up on the wall what I originally bought. And I'm thinking, no, it's not for what I want right now. So I've scrapped the wallpaper and I'm going to go with paneling. So the wood arrived this week and hopefully the paneling will start in the next couple of weeks. And then I'll be ready to paint, which leads me nicely on to, I've actually just ordered one of probably many paint testers. And it's so hard, isn't it? I know I don't want stark white. I want a neutral. But oh my God, there is just so many neutrals for home interiors. If you're a designer, listen to this at Stars Homes. I mean, I swear, from somebody who doesn't really do it as a living and only redecorates every few years, it's a challenge. You want a neutral, but you don't want it too cream, you don't want it too white, you don't want it too grey. I feel like Goldilocks, I want it just right. So that's a little life update from me on my office. So I'm currently in another room for my office, and I have to say it's so much more warmer, and I think I might be hibernating in here. And yeah, I'm getting excited about having a new office space to work in. It's already lifting my mood. And I think that's a tip I would share with you. You don't necessarily have to redecorate your whole entire office. But about 3 months ago, I moved a few things around. I took some items out and I also got a fresh plant and everything into my office and just gave it a little bit of a revamp. And if you work from home day in, day out, especially if you're a freelancer, then just, you know, changing your workspace up a little bit, you know, get some exciting stationery, some new notebooks, freshen up your pens and that can make such a difference to your productivity. It certainly worked for me. Now, this leads me nicely on into the main topic of the podcast this week. And that's some styling tips, upgrades. Hopefully you've got a lot of this already in your wardrobe, or, you know, it's an opportunity to have a bit of a refresh and a revive, because winter, you know, we're in it now and we're going to be in it for at least another 6 to 8 weeks. And sometimes just making some small, tiny changes can really elevate the mood. And I know I'm feeling it myself. You know, I think winter, out of all the 4 seasons we have to style, is the most boring, the most, dare I say, not that stylish kind of season. It all seems sort of hats, coats and boots. It's really hard to get a good outfit styled, because at the end of the day, there's a lot of practicalities, what with the rain, snow, wind, cold weather, freezing temperatures. Sometimes you can have a really good outfit on underneath, and then you've got your big coat, and nobody actually gets to see it unless you go inside. So here are a few things that I think you can do to kind of, I suppose, update the outer side of you to make or make you feel more stylish if you're feeling a little bit in a lull from, well, we all feel a little bit in the lull, don't we? Come mid-January. The first thing I would suggest is sunglasses. Even if it's not the most brightest of days, I think sometimes sunglasses can really finish off a whole outfit. And they look super cool actually if you've got your hat on, you've got a big scarf on over your coat and everything. And yeah, I would, if you haven't, if you've just got the one pair of sunglasses, maybe this is the time to kind of refresh. And I quite like different coloured frames. I know white is very popular at the moment, or clear, so have a go at getting something a little bit different on the sunglasses front and really kind of wear them. And it doesn't have to be the most sunniest day to be wearing sunglasses. Another tip I want to share, and I think this is such a cool look, it's a very London look. I did this last weekend actually. I fancied a change from my big coat, and I decided to wear my biker jacket. So what I did, I wore my navy cashmere roll neck jumper as a scarf. And this does two things really. I think it kind of adds an interesting layer to your winter coat, so it makes your outfit look a bit more interesting from the side and from behind. The actual tying the jumper around the front really does act like a scarf. I think I've said previously, I'm not the biggest scarf fan, and this is actually just enough to add a bit of warmthness without getting too hot. But what I've noticed by doing the jumper as a scarf technique is it really keeps your back warm. The shoulder blade areas, it keeps it really warm, and especially if you've got a good fabric jumper like merino wool or cashmere, where it's kind of designed to keep the human body warm. I really, really recommend this, and I think it's really stylish when I see it. I'll be doing a lot more of it. Now, I know this next one's not going to be for everybody. Not everybody likes to wear a roll neck or a turtleneck. But what I would say is when I look at women in their winter coats, just generally looking at women's winter style when I'm out and about, I can't help but be observant. I do. I wouldn't say I judge women, but I would say I look at most women and what they're wearing as I'm sort of walking and, taking in my surroundings. I can't help but doing what I do, I'm always interested in what women are wearing. And one of my observations are that those that kind of wear sort of a higher neckline at this time of year, I just think really looks much better with a winter coat. Especially if your coat's got a really nice collar line, I think it's a great way of adding colour, a contrasting colour or a tonal colour to your overall look. So what do I mean by that? So if you have a camel coat, maybe a contrasting colour to wear with your camel coat would be an orange roll neck or maybe a red roll neck. If you want to be more down the neutral line, not tonal, but neutral, then I would definitely go with a black or a navy to go with camel. If you want to do tonal, this is where you actually mirror the one colour all the way through, then you're going to be picking sort of beiges, camel again, or creams to create that tonal look. Any of the three options, whether it's neutral, contrasting, or tonal, all three will work. But that slightly higher neckline that finishes under the chin can really shape your face. Now, I think I might have shared this tip before, and I definitely think I've shown it on Instagram. But instead of tucking forward, tuck in on your roll neck, and then you can actually get the roll neck to sit wherever you need it to, whether you want it slightly lower or right up to the jawline. It's a much more versatile way to wear a polo neck, and also, I just think it looks a bit more tidier from the front. Now, let's consider footwear. Very similar to what I've just said about the roll neck. Footwear can get really interesting at this time of year because by summertime, you're literally going to be in sandals. Wintertime, you can have a lot of fun with footwear. So let's really elevate this element. One of the great stylish tips that you can do, especially if you wear a lot of monochrome or you've got a double denim look going on, is to actually have a contrasting boot, something that adds a bit of pop, something that's a bit unexpected. We quite often see with denim, potentially a pop of pink or a pop of red on the shoes. I quite like wearing my snakeskin boots. They're grey and they're patterned and they really do give a nice twist to a denim jumpsuit when I'm wearing it. I also think, and I've done it myself, I actually had some fresh brand new trainers for Christmas. My husband kindly gifted me some New Balance. They're in navy and white and I have loved them. And what it's made me realize is just freshening up your trainers during winter can really be such a mood lifter. And it's really has made a change to some of my everyday outfits. So if some of your trainers are looking a bit tired and they're past that kind of cleaning to look brand new, then maybe you might want to freshen up with a new pair. At this time of year, we're wearing a lot more trousers and the wide leg trousers is extremely popular. If you're wearing boots with these kind of trousers, then what's really lovely is to make sure it's got a really nice pointed front just to sort of come out from underneath the wide leg, but make sure they're really highly polished. You underestimate potentially just how much people will look at your shoes. So if you have got any boots on of any kind, make sure they're in tip-top polished condition. If they're suede, then I've got a little tip for you. Try your handheld steamer. So give them a bit of a brush, then steam them and you'll see it really come back to life. Now my last tip is coats. Coats, coats, coats. That's all we seem to wear in December and January. One of my biggest tips about coats is to have more than one and not have the same kind of coat. When you invest in coats, ideally you need, I would say, at least three. And I would recommend a wool coat, a padded coat, and some kind of trench. And I think have them in different colours. This really helps to get a bit more interest into your wardrobe. Coats are a staple item and they're not just for one season. They're definitely not. So invest in the best quality you can afford to buy. Invest in, I would say, a neutral. Maybe your wool coat is a neutral or your padded. If it's wool, maybe a camel, a navy, or a black, or a grey, depending on your natural colourings. If you've had your colour analysis, you should know which are your neutrals. If you're going padded, that's actually probably where you can have fun with colour. Probably oranges, the mustards, the reds, the greens, probably pink, even maybe yellow. You can really, really have a lot of fun with colour. And when it comes to the trench, don't just think the classics when it comes to a trench. Really consider either a houndstooth print, a Prince of Wales checked print, where it has contrasting colours in the lapels and the hand and sort of the wrist cuffs and everything. There's a lot to choose from now in trench, and I wouldn't just stick with the classics. So that summarises my 5 chic styling tips for winter. So don't forget, consider sunglasses, use an oversized jumper as a scarf, really think about your neckline with either a roll neck or a turtleneck. You know, again, you're talking about contrasting colours, tonal, or even just a neutral. Jazz up your footwear and think about changing your coat every day. This should hopefully move you on from feeling like you're wearing the same thing all the time during winter. Just pausing the podcast so that I can tell you all about the Ageless Style Rules that I live by. This is my e-guide that you get when you subscribe to lovebylizzie.com. It's completely free, and all that it means is that when I put any new style posts on the blog or I have any style notes that I wish to share with you, it will land directly into your inbox. My e-guide gives you everything to get going about living your own ageless style life every single day. They're the rules that I live by and I want to share them with you. I'll pop a link into the show notes, or just simply head to lovedbylizzie.com. Back to the show. Now, I wanted to share with you a couple of things that I've purchased this week. The first one I haven't got. I'm hoping they will arrive, and I'm going to showcase them on 3-2-1 that's happening next week with Zahn. Have you been watching The Traitors? Oh my God, Claudia Winkleman. I mean, she's styled by Sinead. I've forgotten Sinead's surname, but if you go to Claudia's Instagram account, you'll soon find Sinead's details. Sinead put on one of her stories the link to the wrist cashmere warmers that Claudia's been wearing under her blazers and her coats. And funnily enough, it kind of landed with me this week that sometimes my hands get really, really cold. As a dog walker, wearing gloves are not always the most easiest thing for obvious reasons, having to collect what they're dispersing. This week I had to walk Alfonso quite a distance and I did have some gloves on and oh my God, I was so cold, so cold. They were leather gloves and they did not keep my hands warm at all. Anyway, I decided to go with these cashmere hand warmers. I've gone with the green, the one that Claudia wears, and I hope they will arrive. And if they do, they'll be on my Instagram stories and on 3-2-1 in the next week. The other item I've been buying, I've now got four. So this time, I bought the first two 8 days ago, and I now own four. So I went out shopping to buy a long sleeve white top, but I wanted it to be turtleneck. I wanted it to come up high. And I was struggling to find anything as I was walking around the shops. And then I walked into Next. They had these long sleeve, sort of a semi-sheer top. They're high neck and they had multiple colours. I did not know, by the way, at the time of purchasing that they were a multi-buy purchase, as in the fact that you benefit the more you buy. Well, not the more you buy. I think they're £8 each, and if you buy more than one, you get 50p off each item you buy. I went into the changing room with pretty much all the colours and in every size. Because they were sheer, I was a bit unsure whether I wanted a tight fit, or should I say a true to fit, an oversized fit, or something in between. So I actually went into the changing room with size 12, 14, 16 and 18. The conclusion I came to is I needed to size up just one size. So I bought size 14. That will enable me to wear a vest really comfortably underneath and it still wouldn't be too tight. But it wasn't going too big to make it then difficult for jackets and stuff to go over the top. So I would recommend just to size up one. I bought the white and I bought the pink. And I wore the white twice and the pink. And I got so many compliments. And once people touched it, only about a few people did, but once they touched it and saw how light fabric it was and how easy it was to layer, they wanted to know where I got it from. So I wore the white one over a vest and I wore the pink one under a denim jumpsuit. Yesterday, I picked up, because I ordered, the red I've not seen in store, but when I went online, I noticed there was more colours. I definitely decided I wanted a black one and I'm going to be wearing that this week. What I really like is you can see the black vest underneath, but then the rest of me is covered up, but it's got that sheer look and I really like it. And again, it's bringing up the neckline. So I'm loving that. And I've also bought it in red. I've got a few black jackets and I've also got a grey jumpsuit and I'm thinking the red is going to look fantastic under the grey denim jumpsuit, which I'm planning to wear this week. So yeah, look out for more of that on my Instagram, because I'm really, really loving those tops. I did get, by the way, I did write down the code. I really struggle every time to find it on the internet, on their website. So the product code is U12-409. That's U12-409, and if I can, I will try and pop a link in the show notes to make it easier for you. Now, I think in the last segment I mentioned Zahn a few times, so we've got 3-2-1 coming up on Friday. It's the January issue. I really, really can't wait to have a catch up with Zahn. We've not seen each other since before Christmas. So we'll be talking sort of our January topics of fashion, beauty and lifestyle. 3-2-1 is always about the month that we're in. It's not getting too far ahead and it's not talking about too far in the past. It is really about what we're doing right here, right now. What we're wearing at the moment, what we're planning to wear over the next couple of weeks. So this will be the January issue. It's Friday morning, live on Instagram at 10:15. If you can't catch the live, then you can always rewatch. And as you know, if you're a follower of Styling Matters of this podcast, hopefully you've subscribed. If not, please do press the subscribe button. It will land directly into your queue because 3-2-1 makes the podcast. I also have a second live next week, which is with Susie Redding. She is an author and a chartered psychologist. She's got a book called Rest to Reset. Rest is something that I've been really focused on in the last sort of 3 months, is to spend a lot more time doing nothing, which, by the way, I was reading an article with Davina McCall in this month's Good Housekeeping. And that's actually one of her January, not her January goals, her 2024 goals, is to actually do not very much. Doing nothing is a positive thing. And I so agree with that. So Rest to Reset. I don't know much about it at the moment. I'm really looking forward to the chat with Susie. She's going to be sharing all her great advice. And we're going to be talking about this book. So join me then. So that's Susie Redding, and that will be next Friday at 9:15. It's a live on Instagram. So a campaign that I've kind of kicked off for 2024 is a well-being campaign called Getting Curious. And you're probably thinking, what's all that about, Lizzie? Well, at the end of last year, I wrote out to my subscribers and asked those that had perimenopausal symptoms like me over the age of 40 and really sort of going through the stage in life, if they would complete a survey. Did they want content around this kind of subject? And I got quite a strong response back in to sort of say yes. But they, like me, was a bit unsure about how I should go about it, whether it should be on the blog, on the podcast or on Instagram. Anyway, I've given it a lot of thought and I've started a campaign that I'm going to run most of this year called Getting Curious, because I believe that as part of our own health, we should take positive steps to kind of be healthy. So I want to avoid having the need to tap into stuff to make me feel better. I suppose it's a case of I'm trying to look after myself so that I don't get ill. I mean, I'm a very lucky individual in the fact that I'm healthy. I don't have many ailments at all. I eat healthily. I exercise through walking. I could do a lot better, by the way, on the exercise. That's a February fitness focus coming up. But in the month of January, you see, it's my birthday, and I hate starting anything about diets or exercising just before my birthday. I think that's unfair. So I'm gonna do that in February. But coming back to Getting Curious, this is for me, for perimenopausal women like me who are, you know, either on or not on HRT. I'm trying to think further ahead. I can only be on HRT for a certain amount of time. I know I'm gonna need more after that as well. So Getting Curious is trying different products, different services, whether it's food, whether it's drink, whether it's vitamins, whether it's reading books, whether it's speaking to experts, the list could go on. And well-being covers such a wide, diverse amount of topics. So I've kick-started the year really well. I think I shared some of that on last week's podcast. But what I've done in the last 2 weeks is I have had a vitamin infusion intravenous therapy. You might know them as IV drips. I've been curious for a couple of years about this, not just because I've seen it on social media and the TV. I've genuinely been curious. I know there's quite a few London clinics that offer it. I think there's some spa places that offer it as well. And I was just like, I wonder what this is all about. And for me, it's come at a point that I felt was the right time for me, because I've just come out of the festive season like everybody else, and that I've drank way too much alcohol. I've overindulged and feeling the need for hydration. I also got flu over Christmas, and for me it was lingering, and I'd had enough of feeling really not low, not like a low mood, but just feeling like I didn't have much get up and go about me. So I had a consultation with IV Boost UK in their sister clinic in Berkhamsted. Berkhamsted is in the Home Counties. I live in the Home Counties, and it was kind of lovely to, for me, to get a London clinic kind of more local so that I didn't have to head into the city. And I met with the nurse practitioner there, Kerry. She's also a partner at IV Boost. And she was telling me, we had a consultation and she was talking me through all the different types of infusions that you can get. Obviously, most of the things that I was talking to Kerry about really fit in with that kind of over 40 perimenopausal woman, where I just want that kind of, for me, it was a bit more about being hydrated, feeling very energetic, and putting a skip in my step at the beginning of the year. I've wrote a whole blog post on this, and there's also an Instagram video that you can watch, so you can kind of see the clinic that Kerry has, and you can hear Kerry speaking in that about what goes into the cocktail that she gave me, through the conversation we had about hair thinning, which is, for me, has been a symptom. I have been taking biotin every single day. I learned this from a different service that I was looking at 12 months ago about thickening my hair. And through that consultation, she asked me if I was taking biotin. Now, I'd seen biotin written on shampoos, but I hadn't actually been taking a supplement. And interestingly, now a year on, biotin has really worked for me. I've seen improvements. It's taken 6 to 8 months for me to see improvements, which has started to make me think about how can that work in a shampoo, because it's about what you're putting on the inside, because it's about regenerating your cells to make the hair grow. So watch out for that. I genuinely don't understand how biotin in a shampoo can help you grow your hair. If you're a hairdresser watching this or listening to this, sorry, and you have the answer, I am very interested to know that. But anyway, coming back to the vitamin infusion I had, Kerry added a shot in of biotin as well. So I'm hoping the cells that work on regrowing my hair will get a bit of an extra boost through having that. So I write all about the consultation I had, what happened on the day. I had to drink plenty of water before going. That was to kind of help find my veins for the infusion. It's not the most relaxing therapy. I didn't go there to relax. You know, obviously she wants you to be relaxed while you're having it. I wouldn't say it's the most relaxing treatment, but I did notice a difference. The first 3 or 4 days really felt full of energy. It's cleared, for me personally, it's cleared that off my chest, that being able to breathe a lot easier. The one that's really been noticeable for me, and I write it in the blog actually, those that know me know that I eat all the time. I snack all throughout the day. I'm known for eating 6 to 7 times a day. I eat small amounts, really often, because I'm always hungry. But since having the hydration pack, I haven't snacked. I'm on day 7. It's literally a week ago today I had it, and I've not snacked all week. I've not lost my appetite. I've just not craved for snacks, which has been, for me, really impressive. And it's also made me think about the need to stay hydrated. So if you want to find out more about that, Kerry is great. You'll see her on the video on my Instagram grid. And I love her philosophy, both for her business, but also for her own. She does a lot for her own personal well-being. I'm soon to be 49. And I think she's, oh my God, Kerry, I hope I don't get this wrong. I think you said you were 52, 53. But she's all about adding life into your years, not years to your life. And what she means by that, when we were talking about it, is it's really important about making sure that the years that you're living are the best they can be, not just living to 100 because you want to get to a number, which I have to say, is very much at the core of what I believe in too. So yeah, I'll leave a link for that one. I hope you do check that one out. And that's the start of my Getting Curious campaign on wellness. I don't know whether I'm going to talk about that all the time on the podcast. The podcast is Styling Matters, and I want to keep it mainly about that. But I wanted to kind of share this Getting Curious campaign for those that this relates to that are interested in that, because you'll find that a bit more on my Instagram and on the blog. And if you do want that in the podcast, you need to let me know. I'm not a mind reader, so if you want it, DM me, let me know, and I'll include on future ones. So the affirmation of the week is, I suppose a little bit at the moment with all the energy work I'm doing, I just think it's just really spot on. And it's, don't wait for the stars to align. Reach up, rearrange them the way you want them. Create your own constellation. I think that's just lovely. I'm going to read that again. So don't wait for the stars to align. Reach up, rearrange them the way you want them to be. Create your own constellation. You know, be in charge of your own life. Don't wait for others to give you permission, tell you what to do or how to do it. One thing you can, I don't know whether I should share this or not, but really think about your friendship groups. Spend time with those that get you and spend less time with those that don't. Have a good week. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Styling Matters. There's always more on my blog at lovedbylizzie.com, and don't forget to give me a follow on Instagram at lizzie.richardson. Bye for now.